Praise God. If you have your Bibles this morning, if you could turn with me to some very familiar portions of Scripture found in Proverbs chapter 3. And I want to share for a few moments this morning on leaning not on your own understanding. Leaning not on your own understanding. Father, I just thank you this morning for your precious word. And I pray today, Lord, that your word would have impact upon our lives. I pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to us today. Father, I pray that we will hear from heaven today in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? Lord, I pray that you will speak through me today, that I will be a vessel that your Holy Spirit can use today to speak life to your people. Father, I just pray today that you would be glorified, that you would be magnified, even through the ministry of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, a very familiar portion of Scripture. And yet it speaks volumes to us, even as I read it. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust is to rely upon, to lean upon, to put your confidence in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And this is the tough part, the difficult part. And lean not on your own understanding. A lot of things happen in life, sometimes good and sometimes bad, but we can't filter those things through our own understanding. They have to be filtered through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. It says, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. No matter what we do in life, whatever direction or path that we take, we need the Holy Spirit to guide and to direct us. How many know that's the truth? If you want to make God laugh, how many would like to make God laugh this morning? Then tell Him your plans. Tell Him your plans. Your own fleshly, carnal, natural plans. If you want to make God laugh. We need the Holy Spirit to reveal God's will to us in every direction that we take. Can somebody shout amen this morning? We need the Holy Spirit. You know, you and I, we're funny people, aren't we? We make a plan. God is not in it. We do it. And then when it doesn't work out, we blame God. How many know what I'm talking about? We come up with a plan. God's not in it. It doesn't work out. And then we blame God for it. How many know that God wants to specifically direct your life even on a day-to-day basis? And to do that, we cannot lean on our own understanding. The way we look at things from our own viewpoint are sometimes wrong. We need God to show us His way, His purposes, His will for our lives. Go with me this morning to another portion of Scripture to show you exactly what I'm talking about. Go to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. We're talking about leaning not on our own understanding. And here we are coming into a portion of Scripture in which the Israelites have left Egypt. Thousands of them have left Egypt, and Moses is leading them. He's leading them. And look what it says here. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord, God, this is not working out according to plan. My plan, this plan is not working out. And they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. You see, what they saw behind them was the Egyptian army. What they saw in front of them was the Red Sea. So in their hearts, they thought, this is it. We're all going to be annihilated. But look what Moses says in verse 13. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more. Wow. Can you imagine someone standing and saying that, and all you can see is the Red Sea in front of you and the Egyptian army off in the distance marching towards you? Now you have a choice. Are you going to believe the word of God, or are you going to lean on your own understanding and compile an escape route? Look what it says in verse 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to move forward. Thinking this morning, if you're just thinking naturally, you would have to say that Moses is a madman. I mean, really, here the Egyptian army is marching towards you to destroy you. All you see in front of you is the Red Sea, and Moses stands up and says, I've heard from God, just keep moving forward. And you're saying to yourself, I can't swim. You see, this is the choice that we have in so many circumstances and so many situations in life, we have to trust the Lord. We have to trust the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. If God says move forward, then move forward. He has a plan. He has something He's going to do. A miracle is going to take place in the name of Jesus. God says, lift up your rod. Stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. You know, when you trust the Lord, it's amazing the miracles that God can start performing for you in the name of Jesus. You may be in a difficult situation. It may be that the devil has you cornered in a circumstance, but I want to speak into your spirit this morning that when God is with you, He is going to fight for you. He is going to make a way for you where there seems to be no way. God is going to perform a mighty miracle on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Can you shout amen, somebody? Lift up your rod, stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Man, what a miracle! What a miracle! Look at verse 17. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots, and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. I believe in my spirit this morning that there is a word here for somebody in this congregation. God is saying to you, move forward in Jesus' name. You may see a sea in front of you, and you may see an army behind you, but God is going to open up that sea for you. He's going to show Himself real to you in the midst of that situation that you're facing this morning. Glory be to God. He is going to reveal Himself to you. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. Hallelujah. I can imagine as they were walking across on dry land, looking back, they probably thought to themselves, you know what? I should have trusted God a long time ago. Look at the miracle He is performing for us right now in the name of Jesus. And friends, if you're going to look to the past, look to all the instances in your life where God showed up for you and He carried you, He strengthened you, He enabled you, He performed a healing for you. Can somebody praise the Lord this morning? How good is God? How good is the Lord? Go to 1 Kings chapter 12. You know, God sometimes allows things to happen for a reason. Sometimes God allows things to crumble and fall apart for a reason. Sometimes God allows the wheels to come off for a reason. Are you hearing me this morning? What we may see as a bad situation, God sees as an opportunity to show you and me His plan. I want that to sink in for a minute. Sometimes we get discouraged when things fall apart. But I want to say this morning that oftentimes God is in it. He's in it. It's crumbling and God is in it. It's falling apart and God is in it. Look what it says here in verse 12. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam. Don't you like those names? Jeroboam, Rehoboam. The third day, as the king had directed, saying, come back to me the third day. Then the king answered the people roughly and rejected the advice which the elders had given him. And he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges. Boy, that's a great way to gain friends. Tell them that if you thought my father was bad, you haven't seen anything yet. So the king, verse 15, did not listen to the people. Things started to fall apart. The kingdom was going to be divided. There was going to be the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. A great divide was about to take place. I want you to understand what I'm talking about, because there's a prophetic thread in what I'm saying. A division was about to take place. You know, Jesus said, I've not come to bring peace, but a sword. Did you know that's what the Bible says? That in a family, three will be against two and two against three. Some will decide to serve God and others will choose to go their own way. You know, division is not always of the devil. Hello, someone. Division is not always of the devil. Now listen to this. So the king did not listen to the people, but look at the next phrase, and I'm reading from the New King James. For the turn of events was from the Lord. What? Sometimes bad things happen when we look at them with our own understanding, but God, in the midst of it, He has a plan. There's a purpose why it's happening. Now, you can't understand what I'm talking about if you try to fathom this with your natural mind. I'm asking you to use your spiritual mind this morning, the mind of Christ, to perceive and understand what I'm talking about this morning. Sometimes a bad situation in God's eyes is not bad. Are you hearing me this morning? Think about it. For the turn of events was from the Lord. God was in this. God was allowing this to take place. Why? That He might, capital H-E, God, that He might fulfill His word. Hallelujah. You know, for God's word to be fulfilled, it has to go through some rocky places. Are you hearing me? Sometimes there has to be a separation. There has to be a dividing. Even the Bible says God's word is like that. Dividing soul from spirit. Sharper than any two-edged sword. That person that you love so much and care about so much, that friend that you cling to, sometimes that person is allowing poison to come into your life. And God says, I'm going to separate you from that relationship. Hello? Anybody out there this morning? That He might fulfill His word. Here's the prophetic part of it, which the Lord has spoken by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. The prophet spoke something, and here it is fulfilled in the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes there are prophetic utterances, and people sit back and say, you know what? I've been here for 3 years and I've never seen that be fulfilled. But you know what? God has a timing. God has a timing. He is orchestrating His will according to His purposes and His timing. Are you hearing me this morning? And God will fulfill His word in His time. Glory be to God. And the prophet spoke. And the word was not fulfilled until we read it in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 15. And I want to read it again. So the king did not listen to the people, for the turn of events was from the Lord, that He might fulfill His word. You know what? Sometimes God has to allow certain things to happen in our lives to get us on the right path. Hello? Can I say it again? Sometimes God has to allow certain things to happen in our lives in order to get us on the right path, because He loves us so much, He wants each and every one of us to be in His sovereign plan and walking in His holy will. Hallelujah. You know, if we look back on the things that have happened in our lives now, we look back on some of those things that have happened in our lives now, we recognize that there's a thread of God's grace and God's love being sown through those difficult times. Are you following what I'm saying? Who you are today is because of the things God has allowed to happen in your life. The word that you can speak today is because of the things God has allowed to happen in your life. Job would not have gone to the next level if he had not experienced the fury of the devil. Well, that almost rhymes, doesn't it? Job had to go through the testing and the literal upheaval of his life in order to move to a higher level in the spirit, a greater revelation of who God is. The same with Joseph. He had to go to the prison before he went and become second in command. He had to go to the prison first. Are you hearing me this morning? And everything that God has done in your life is a preparation for what He wants to do in your heart and life right now, at this very moment in your life. God wants to explode with power and unction. For the turn of events was from the Lord. So you know what I say? Hang on to your hat. God's going to bring you through. I said, hang on to your hat. God's going to bring you through. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I got one more set of verses, and then I'm going to close. 2 Kings chapter 7. We're talking about leaning not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. That's His promise. That's His promise. He is going to lead you supernaturally if you choose to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Doesn't make sense to the natural mind. But the more that you pray, God begins to reveal things to you. Look at chapter 7. Then Elijah said, "Hear the word of the Lord." You know that that's still true today? He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Elijah said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord." Thus says the Lord. "Tomorrow, about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." Now they were in a bad situation. They were surrounded by their enemies. They were secluded inside the walls of the city. Their food was running out. A horrible situation. If anyone had a morsel of food, they had to hide it. lest someone steal it. People were eating their own children. And if you had anything to sell and it was food, you could make a fortune. But here, the word of the Lord said, you know what? There's going to be a bargain tomorrow. Big bargain at the bargain shop. Big bargain. You're going to be able to buy almost anything for absolutely nothing. That's what's going to happen. Can you imagine saying that to a group of people that are starving to death? That's how incredible the word of the Lord is. So powerful. The power of when God speaks his rhema word. Hallelujah. That word for that due season. So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this thing be? And he said, in fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Then go over to verse 17. A lot of things happen between the verse I just read and verse 17. The army that was surrounding Jerusalem, they began to fight with one another. God created confusion. In fact, they did not even have to shoot an arrow. How many know when God's in it, it's powerful? God is here today to fight for you. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be shouting hallelujah today. God is here to fight for you. Wow. Look at verse 17. Again, a lot of things happened between the last verse I read and verse 17. Now the king had appointed the officer on whose hand he leaned to have charge of the gate. But when the people, this is almost like Walmart during Christmas time or Black Friday. But the people trampled him in the gate. They heard there was a bargain. There was food out there. And they had been starving to death. Wouldn't you be running if you were starving to death? And someone just came back, two lepers, and they said, you know what, the army is all dead. Their swords are laying everywhere, and they're just running away. And they left all this food. Listen. But the people trampled him in the gate, and he died. Just as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. So it happened just as the man of God has spoken to the king. Friends, when God says something, he's going to do it. I don't care what the circumstances look like at the time. It doesn't matter what you see with your natural eye. If God said it, he's going to accomplish it. Can somebody shout amen this morning? He's going to do it. You know, when we read the news and we watch the news, we think sometimes that the devil's in charge. And maybe for a season, he's the god of this world. But I want to tell you this morning that God has a plan for the last days. God has a plan for the last days. He has a plan for you, and He has a plan for me, and He has a plan for the children of Israel, and He has a plan for that little sliver of land that we call the state of Israel. And there's not a devil in hell that can stand against the plan and purposes of God Almighty. Come on, somebody. And I don't want to get political this morning, but I just want to say this. They can talk about impeachment all they want. But if God wants Trump to be the president, He will be the president. Are you hearing me this morning? And there's nothing the devil can do about it. Come on, it's the truth, isn't it? So it happened just as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 seahs of barley for a shekel and a seah of fine flour for a shekel shall be sold tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. It happened exactly as God said it would happen. Then the officer had answered the man of God and said, "Now look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could such a thing be?" And he had said, "In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it." So it happened to him, for the people trampled him in the gate, and he died. Friends, we die when we use our natural, carnal thinking to discern the will and purposes of God. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. Are you hearing me this morning? The natural mind cannot receive the things of the Spirit. The carnal mind cannot receive the things of the Spirit. It takes a mind renewed by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to perceive what God is doing in these last days. When God speaks, it might not make sense at the time. When God says something, it might not make sense at the time. But if God said it, I believe it. Friends, I want to encourage you today. Let the Holy Spirit renew your mind through the Word of God, through the Holy Spirit ministering to you in the name of Jesus. Because I want to tell you this morning, sometimes things happen suddenly. Are you hearing me? We've been waiting, and we've been praying, and we've been believing, and we've been trusting, and we've been standing on the Word of God, and the devil comes and says, "It's been years you've been praying," but I want to encourage you this morning that God can do so much in one divine moment. One divine moment. When God decides, He's going to show up in His power and His glory. Do something that we have never seen before. There's nothing the devil can do to stop it. Because it's in His sovereign plan to pour out His Spirit upon us this morning. Friends, I want you to know today that I can see a mighty wave gathering. It is a tsunami of the power of Almighty God sweeping towards this town. There's nothing the devil can do to stop what God's plans are. Jesus' name. You may feel broken this morning by the circumstances of life, but I want you to see that what God is doing is preparing you for what He's going to do in the days to come. In the name of Jesus. Will you bow your heads this morning?